Now, more of the Patricia Raskin Show on WPRO. Call Patricia now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back. And it's wonderful to be here with you. This whole hour, and actually this series for this month and part of next month, is brought to you by Age-Friendly Rhode Island. And again, they're a coalition, and they've brought together so many people in our state, including community and state agencies, healthcare and social service providers, older adults, and advocacy and faith-based organizations, businesses, and academic institutions. So everybody's come together here with the goal of meeting the needs and preferences of Rhode Islanders as they age. Again, to join this wonderful effort built by and to help continue to build this age-friendly Rhode Island, log on to agefriendlyri.org. And on Facebook and Twitter, the @ and again, agefriendlyri. So take a look at that and go on the site. There's a lot of great information, and all of these interviews are archived on their site. Now, in the second half hour, we are talking to Betsy Sherry. She is an RN, and she has co-authored a book with her sister called Aging Parents, the Essential Resource Guide for Peace of Mind. Betsy Sherry is a registered nurse with 30 years of experience in community health, designing and implementing school health programs. And in the difficult course of trying to assist her declining parents, Betsy and her sister really searched for an easy-to-use, comprehensive resource guide. But they couldn't find it. So guess what they did? They created it. They wrote this wonderful book. And take a look at it again. It's Aging Parents, the Essential Resource Guide for Peace of Mind. And welcome, Betsy.
Thank you very much, Patricia. Yeah, delighted to be here.
Great to have you on. And again, people can log on to elderlyparentresources.com. And folks, I'm holding this up on the webcam so that you can see that. And again, so what we're talking about now are all the resources that you've come up with for our aging parents or aging relatives. And I'd like to talk about, first of all, how did you do all this? How did you compile it? How did you decide what to put in the book? And where did you find the resources? There's a lot of them.
There's many of them, and they keep changing. And we keep adding to them. What we first did is just looked at the way our parents aged, and basically there's a path to aging. And you can see the gradual decline. So what we did was put together the gradual decline and then the issues that might arise with each of the declines, and then looked at issues that may arise as an elder declines, say finding a doctor, maybe moving out of their own house, maybe, as was discussed in the last half hour, finding housing or accommodating your own housing. There's also advanced planning. There is just a myriad of things.
Yeah. And you know, what I'd like to do is talk about the 9 components of the Age-Friendly Rhode Island program, because in your book, I think you've addressed all of those. One is communication and information. Mm-hmm. How people get that. Transportation, community and civic engagement, food security and nutrition, economic security, health care access, maintaining public buildings and outdoor spaces, housing, and supports to remain at home and age in place. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of all of that in your guide.
Right. And resources that will tell you how to access things within your area. Most of our resources are actually national resources, but you can go to those national resources and find what's available in your own state or your own community.
Right. In this book, you have information for the best senior care. You have organizations and for elder care, and also aging parent support networks. Mm-hmm. And then you have checklists for practices. And then you talk about some articles and money-saving tips and financial planning advice. There's a lot in here.
Basically, what we tried to do is put together a manual that would help anyone who's dealing with an aging parent or elder of any type, or even someone who's aging themselves, and give them the information that you may need to age successfully, which would be whether that be in your own home, whether that be elsewhere, how to take care of changing needs, changing physical needs or changing financial needs. So we put together this resource manual to help address all of those issues that may come up.
Mm-hmm. And you're in Seekonk, Mass, so you're right over the line, so you're right near Rhode Island.
Yes.
And
yes.
Do you give talks here, or you...
Yeah, well, we're putting together, now I'm putting together a workshop, which I'd really like. My new focus now is end-of-life planning or advanced planning, because finding, that's what got us basically into the situation we were in with our parents, is that there wasn't any advanced planning in place. And so we didn't, all of us had ideas of what was the best thing for our parents, but those ideas.
You mean in terms of housing,
universal.
Finances, all of it?
Yes. And when they became very ill, what would happen then, and where they would go once they were discharged from the hospital. Mm-hmm. None of those things were in place. And which was sort of our impetus for writing this book, because we had to scramble to find a lot of this information. And then in doing more research, I'm realizing that 100% of us know we should plan for the future, but probably only 30% of us do. So and I'm the guilty party. I only recently did my advanced planning. Mm-hmm. For reasons, they vary from person to person, but it's not an easy thing to do. There's a lot to think about and a lot of things that might be uncomfortable to think about.
Some people don't want to think about, gee, what is it going to be when I pass? Or
right.
What am
or
I
going to
look like
sick,
in 20
years?
Years or in 10 years or whatever the
and
case may be.
Who's going to make those decisions for me? Who do I want to make those decisions for me?
You said when we were off air, doing this will take not only peace of mind, but will save you so much
money.
Aggravation.
And aggravation. It can save from $1,000 to $65,000 per person, depending on what your health condition is.
Really? Depending on how you plan.
Yeah,
and the tools
how
you
plan and the tools you use. And the peace of mind that comes with it also is huge.
Okay. We're taking your calls at 438-WPRO, 438-9776, 800-321-9776. For Betsy Sherry, who's the co-author with her sister of this book, Aging Parents, The Essential Resource Guide for Peace of Mind. So if you have any questions, we're certainly here to take them for you. And they can certainly get the book by going on to elderlyparentresources.com. Okay. Of everything in this book, Betsy, what is like the driving passion you have to tell people about working with their aging parents or elderly loved ones?
I think the most important aspect of caring for an elder is knowing how to communicate with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is probably the most difficult thing to do.
Mm-hmm. To talk about all of this, to
know where they're coming from. Mm-hmm. To ask them questions that they aren't comfortable answering or they don't want to think about, as I said before. I do have a chapter in the book which explains how to actually communicate with your elder and how to introduce a conversation, how to listen to what they're saying, how to listen to their concerns.
Give us an example.
You can say to your parent, sometimes I think about you getting older and how things might be for you. Do you think about that sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
And listen and see what they say.
Mm-hmm. We need to talk about what's going to happen in the next 10 or 15 years.
Right. This is what you need to have in place.
Exactly.
You know, this house is getting messy. You can't go up those stairs. You've got too many rugs.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to fall. You're going to break your hip. You ask them, have they thought about it? And what would they think? And you stop and you listen.
Mm-hmm.
And they may say, I haven't thought about it and I don't want to talk about it.
Then what do you do, Betsy?
You back off. You back off and then come back in a couple of days, in a week, say...
Could you say something like, gee, Mom or Dad or whoever, I'm seeing a lot of things on the floor here and I'm concerned you might trip and fall. Could you say something like that?
You could say that.
Mm-hmm. Because that's not... You're not confronting them. You're
right.
Concerned about them.
Right. You're concerned about that. They might say, and probably will say, I'm not going to fall. I know exactly where everything is.
And then what do you say?
And say, well, I might fall. You can say, I'm uncomfortable. I might fall. Mm. Would it be okay with you if I moved some of this stuff from point A to point
good.
B?
And usually they say yes.
Yes. Because probably they were a little concerned
about it. You need to ask,
you need
correct?
To ask,
you don't just go in there and say, okay, I want to let you know what I just did. There's a whole bunch of stuff over here, and I just moved it.
That's right. It's their home. They should be the ones deciding when and where things move and where they're moved to.
Betsy, in getting feedback from this book, you know, people who've read it, what have people said has been the most helpful for them?
Mostly that it has been a great source of comfort. It's answered many, many questions that they had.
Such as?
Such as, what do I do when the bills start to pile up? What do I do when I know my parent is driving and they shouldn't be driving? What do I do when I know my parent needs to be either have someone in the home with them or they can no longer live there safely? What are the next things that I do? And if I am going to move them into a, if they do need to go into a long-term care facility, how do I go about finding them? We have all of that information here.
So very basic questions, but and then you have the resources too.
And then the resources.
Right.
Yes. Right.
And again, I mean, this program is brought to you by Age Friendly Rhode Island, so definitely go to agefriendlyri.org and, you know, they have these different components and see what you can find there. And also, as Brenda said in the first interview, you know, go to your senior centers. I mean, go to the people in your community.
Absolutely.
That certainly can
Which
help
is
you.
What our resources do most of, especially when you're looking for local resources, they will direct you to your local senior center. That's the first and foremost place you should go to get any information.
Now, you do talk about food, even though, you know, you're not nutritionists, but you do talk about food. What's the main thing you stress with food?
More than food, hydration. Because you might find that your elder is becoming confused, is not feeling well, is feeling lethargic, and it could be something as simple as hydration.
More water.
More water. They need to drink water. They'll forget to drink water. They won't feel the urge to drink water. They need to be encouraged to drink. So hydration is actually almost more important than their food intake, is making sure they're hydrated.
Interesting.
That they can show the most effects from dehydration than even from not eating as
well. Yeah, and it says in your book, you know, take a look at weight loss, because if you see that, that could be malnutrition or it could be a sign of something.
Right, right.
Or, so pay attention
to dehydration,
to that.
Right, yeah.
Another thing that a lot of guests have talked about on the show, and I don't think we emphasize it enough, is sleep. And you have a little section of this in your book about sleep and resources as well.
Right, right. It's as people get older, their sleep patterns or their biorhythms do change. So they might be not sleeping as well. They might be sleeping more during the day, not as much at night, getting up and wandering more at night. So we do talk about how to encourage sleep and
improve comfort.
Sleep. Yes,
a good mattress.
Right.
You mentioned here. You know, whether the windows are open
or closed, whether there's
sure
air conditioning.
Yeah,
right.
Make sure that you have, that it's you're comfortable.
Basic comforts, right, right. And make sure that there's, if they do have to get up and use the toilet in the night, that they are able to get there safely and get back to bed safely. Make sure that the bed is at the right height, that they can get in and out of it safely. There's, in our manual, we talk about things that you can do yourself right at home to make your elders' living situation better. And then also we give you resources that will address issues that you can't address right at home yourself.
All right. And again, folks, the number is 401. Well, actually, it is 401, but it's 438-WPRO, which is 9776, or toll-free, 800-321-9776. Any questions for Betsy Sherry? She and her sister, Betsy is an RN, and your sister is a psychologist.
Clinical psychologist, yes.
And they together wrote this book, Aging Parents, The Essential Resource Guide for Peace of Mind, because they needed peace of mind and didn't have the resources.
Right.
So
right.
It's a little bit of everything, right, with some do's and don'ts.
We go from the very beginning when a person starts to decline in aging right to the end of life. So it's burial needs and then what to do and the grieving process after a person has died.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about the grieving. I want to get back a little bit to some of the things, like we talked about sleep and nutrition. Anxiety and depression and moodiness. I mean, that's rampant in our country to begin with at any age. But how about as we get older?
It can increase, but more than the quote-unquote anxiety and depression, there's probably a lack of socialization that can make a person feel blue or bored.
Yeah, I've really been seeing that, and I think that that's just so important. I mean, even for people who are very active.
Right.
You know, if you live alone or if you're by yourself a lot, That can be hard.
It can be very hard. It can be very hard. And again, if you're losing, if you lose a significant other or friends, you start losing friends to death, that can be life-altering also.
Do you have suggestions in there about this?
Yes.
Which
yes.
are a couple of them?
Most of them is, again, to get to your senior centers to find out what issue, what resources they have for people in the community, whether there's transportation that can come and take people to different community activities. Most senior centers offer just a myriad of activities. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of political discussions. There's art discussions. In Providence, they have the Lifelong Learning Community, which is wonderful. You can go there once a week. They have these
wonderful speakers.
Yeah, wonderful speakers. And just on every topic. Mm-hmm. And you go and you can interact. There's usually some sort of little treat. And
And sometimes gyms. Now, the gym that mm-hmm. I go to, and we have an ad for it, Absolute Fitness, we have a lot of folks 55 plus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's wonderful just to work out with them.
Right.
You know, the socialization just in the middle of the exercises,
mm-hmm.
I find
Absolutely.
Is very stimulating.
Absolutely. Walking clubs. If you can't afford a gym, you can join a walking club.
Yeah. All right. And I think when we come back from the break, we're going to talk kind of a little bit more about end of life and a little more about the family dynamics. Again, folks, this program today and this whole series and through the end of February and beginning of March is brought to you by Age Friendly Rhode Island, which is a coalition of agencies and organizations and businesses that are dedicated to meeting the needs and preferences of Rhode Islanders as they age. Do log on to agefriendlyri.org. All these shows will be there. There are fabulous resources. There are 9 components to Age Friendly Rhode Island, and they can really help you. And again, you can also find them on Facebook and Twitter, the @ and then agefriendlyri. My guest is Betsy Sherry. She's an RN with 30 years of experience in community health. And we're talking about the book that she co-authored with her sister when she needed resources for her aging parents and couldn't find them on her own. So she created the book, Aging Parents, the Essential Resource Guide for Peace of Mind. And she's local on the border of Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Very, very border. All right, folks, stay tuned. You're listening to The Patricia Raskin Show right here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We are the voice of Southern New England, and we'll be right back.
Now, more of the Patricia Raskin Show on WPRO. Call Patricia now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back. And as I said before, we have a whole series of programs through February and the beginning of March brought to you by Age Friendly Rhode Island, which is a coalition of community and state agencies and healthcare and social service providers and older adults and advocacy and faith-based organizations, businesses, academic institutions, and all of them have come together dedicated to meeting the needs and preferences of Rhode Islanders as they age. And you can learn more about Age Friendly Rhode Island and join the wonderful effort to build an Age Friendly RI. Log on to www.agefriendlyri.org. And on Facebook and Twitter, @agefriendlyri. And my guest is Betsy Sherry. She's a registered nurse with over 30 years of experience in community health. And she wrote the book with her sister, Aging Parents, the Essential Resource Guide for Parents, and or the Essential Resource Guide for Peace of Mind. And she did this out of her own need and her own sister's need to find resources for their aging parents. And it's a wonderful comprehensive resource book. You can log on to elderlyparentresources.com. You can also, as I said, log on to agefriendlyri.org. And there are many resources listed there. These programs are there as well. So this is all for you to help you, you know, in for all of us who are 55, 60 plus and or boomers. And I certainly am one of them, you know, and as Brenda was saying in our first interview, I think we're the fastest growing mm-hmm. state. We have the oldest population in Rhode Island over 85.
Mm-hmm.
So and that's
right.
just going to keep growing. So and we want to age positively. I mean, that's my soapbox. There, you know, age positively so that we can be vibrant and vital as we get older. So, welcome back, Betsy.
Thank you.
All right. So, let's talk about end of life issues, mm-hmm. which, you know, can be hard, and how you might look at this in a positive light mm-hmm. with our family members.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, age advanced planning or end of life planning is vitally important. None of us particularly want to do it or think about it. And as I said before, what is it? 95% of us think about it. 30% of us do it. But it's so important. Once you put in place plans for how things should be, should you not be able to manage your own health or your own finances or your own property, it's a huge burden off of your shoulders. Mm-hmm. It is also a huge burden off of your significant other's shoulders because they will not have to guess what you need. They will know what you need, and they will know that they are doing what you wanted. It is that was probably, from a personal standpoint, the hardest thing when my parents became very ill and could not manage themselves and then eventually died. There, we didn't have anything in place, so we didn't know for sure what they wanted. Mm. So we were all just kind of guessing. And that's a hard thing to do.
So what you're saying to our listeners is start early.
Mm-hmm. Actually, truth be known, advanced planning should be done when you have a child, when you're young, married, have a child, so that things are in place.
You're young.
Yes. Even you should start talking about it as a teenager.
Interesting.
It's very, yes.
Well, it helps you with your life goals, too.
Right, right. And what even a teenager has an idea of, should the worst happen, what they would like to happen to themselves.
And I don't think, speaking as a boomer, and I'm just speaking for myself, but I think a lot of us in my sort of generation, we didn't talk about this stuff.
No, that's right.
I mean, it was just, you just didn't talk about it.
That's right. And the more we talk about it, the more we normalize the conversation,
yes.
And that is vitally important. It's another phase of our lives.
Yes.
So why don't we go into this final phase of our lives, which can last for decades?
Yeah, something else I'd like to ask you about, and that is, as you see your parents or your loved ones getting older, they may not be as fast as they were. They may mm-hmm. not walk as fast. They may speak slower. Mm-hmm. You're starting to see changes.
Mm-hmm.
How can you support them so that they still feel very loved? Because if you're seeing it, they're seeing it too.
Right.
But they still want to feel as though they can be active.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they still can be active.
So how do you handle that as a child or a loved one?
Making sure that they get out, get activities. If they are finding that they say your parents were runners and now they can't run anymore.
Right.
Well, they can't run anymore, but they can walk.
Right. And if they say, oh, I used to be able to, then you can say,
You can't necessarily do that now, but look what you can do.
Yeah.
And this is so much better for your body. And it's going to keep you vital.
That positive talk is so important.
Right.
I think the negative talk really hurts people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, I see it over and over. You know, just one little comment, like, well, you can't do what you used to do. I mean,
right.
It hurts for 2 weeks. Somebody mm-hmm. could be ruminating about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important.
And I think it's important to talk to your elders and even for yourself to think about, this is what I can do at this point in my life. And to do the best that you can at each point in your life. And that will vary. When you're 16, you can run 10 miles without a problem. At my age, I can't. So you adjust. I will walk. I will ride a bike. I will do the rowing machine. I will do any other sort of activity. Right. But it doesn't necessarily have to be that one that I did as a younger person.
Right. And you still feel great because you're doing something that your body
needs. It's still doing the best thing for your body.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
For your mind. It's keeping you cognitively sharp and it's keeping you physically healthy.
What would be your message to our listeners? Like two or three things that you really want them to know?
I would like them to know that aging is a normal thing. It is a normal thing to do. We should actually embrace aging. Because
embraced in other cultures.
Right. Well, yes, it is embraced in other cultures. There's a lot of very good things that happen as we age, and we need to allow them to happen. We need to think positively, think of all the things that we can do now that we're our children are grown and out of the house. There's many more things we can do now. There's always something more and better that you
right.
can do.
And some people have financial freedom,
mm-hmm.
so they can do more.
Right.
And even if they don't, they still have opportunities.
Right, right. There's many opportunities.
There's
and
a lot of things.
The thing now is that there's so many of us aging at the same time, mm-hmm. that the opportunities are growing.
Yeah, that's very true. And also, I think one of the things we need to look at is the wisdom we have.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my dad, who died at 95, used to say to me, if I only knew then what I knew now,
right.
you know,
right.
in my 20s, I'd be making different decisions. But that's not how it works.
Right.
We don't know it then. We know it now.
Right.
But think of the wisdom. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't make the mistakes I made when I was 30 years younger.
Right.
You know, because some of them were stupid.
Mm-hmm. And I don't let the things bother me
yeah.
that bothered me when I was 30 years yeah. younger. So,
that's
yeah.
very good.
Yeah.
Right.
If my message would be to embrace aging.
All right. Betsy, thanks so much for being on
You're
the
welcome.
Program.
Thanks
it was
for having
wonderful.
Me.
All right. Again, the book is Aging Parents, The Essential Resource Guide for Peace of Mind. And again, you can log on to elderlyparentresources.com. And again, this wonderful series of programs, which I'm so proud to present, is brought to you by Age-Friendly Rhode Island, which is a coalition of so many agencies and organizations and businesses and individuals that are really helping Rhode Islanders to meet their needs and their preferences as they age. Log on to agefriendlyri.org. These interviews will be housed there. And find Age Friendly RI on Facebook and Twitter at the @AgeFriendlyRI. And, I'm very excited about these programs. And next week, it's very exciting. I'm going to have on, in our second half of our hour, we'll have on the actress Jane Seymour. And she's written this amazing book. And it's called The Road Ahead with inspirational stories. All right, folks, remember, stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and know you can make your dreams come true. I'm Patricia Raskin, and have a wonderful week. Bye for now.